Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 454 slide. Visible translated text is as follows: time. It was somewhere after dinner. I can't give you any estimate. It was later than 12 o'clock. It went 1 o'clock because it was 4 minutes to 1 when I came downstairs and unlocked the door. Yes, I heard the stamping before I locked the door, and I heard the scream before I heard the stamping. After he stamped for me, I went and locked the door. I couldn't tell to save my life how long the door stayed locked. I was upstairs between the time I locked the door and the time I went down and unlocked it. I unlocked the door before I went upstairs. I locked the door when he stamped, and I unlocked it when he whistled. As soon as he whistled, I unlocked the door and went upstairs. When I was upstairs, the door was unlocked. Mr. Frank sent me back in the metal department. He wouldn't go back there with me. When he whistled, that was the signal for me to unlock the door, and the stamping was for me to unlock the door. He showed me how to lock the door that day. He showed me how to lock the door on Thanksgiving Day, too. I don't know how he came to show it to me again. I guess he thought I forgot it. When I came down to leave, the doors were unlocked. Both doors were unlocked. The only thing I remember Mr. Frank telling me was not to let Mr. Darley see me around the door, that a young lady would be up there a while to chat, and he wanted me to watch for him. No, he didn't tell me what he wanted me to meet him at Nelson and Forsyth Street for. Yes, I could have come back to the factory just as well as going to meet him at Nelson and Forsyth Street if he had told me that. I don't know why he told me to meet him at Nelson and Forsyth. I don't remember telling the officers that I met him accidentally at Nelson and Forsyth Street. Mr. Frank stayed at Montag's about an hour. Mr. Frank went to Montag's between 10 and 10:30 and stayed about an hour. I guess it was about a half an hour. Mr. Frank didn't say a thing about why he wanted me.